This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Today, we're going to be talking about SpaceX's Starlink and how SpaceX is leaping from rocket launch revenue to Starlink satellite internet revenue. And Elon Musk is in charge of SpaceX, as we all know, and it's reportedly on track to pocket a cool $9 billion in revenue this year for these two ventures, the launch business and the Starlink business. And insiders whisper about sales possibly skyrocketing to $15 billion by 2024. Now, Starlink seems to be sailing the show, though, and it's set to eclipse the launch business in revenue as it spreads its internet wings across the globe. Now, we're going to get into some financial details about this, and we're going to talk about the launches, and we're going to be talking about Starlink and what Starlink actually is. Actually, right now, I'll tell you what Starlink is because some of you might not be familiar with it. So I'm going to give you the details about how it works, right? SpaceX launches these satellites on their Falcon 9 rocket. And with these satellites, they can beam a connection to the internet to your device. So you have a Starlink satellite in the air and you have a Starlink terminal down on the ground. And you can get really fast gaming speed internet in very rural areas. Think about like a log cabin in the woods or something like that. Or if you're camping or if you're out in the middle of nowhere in a desert, you can get internet access, safety through the internet access because of these Starlink terminals, because of these Starlink satellites. And they have thousands of these in orbit right now, and they're sending signals back and forth from orbit back down to Earth repeatedly to people who pay them every month. So they have a bunch of people doing this. And right now, $9 billion is the number we're talking about. The rocket launches have been a success, a huge success. And now Starlink is poised to become the company's golden goose. It's going to be outpacing the launch systems next year, hopefully, but let's not forget that these figures are kind of hush-hush, shared by folks who prefer to stay out of the limelight, and they're number crunchers at this point. And sales for Starlink are on a trajectory to overtake the launch business soon, which means more and more regions will have access to SpaceX's internet services. Think about it. A service that started off with test satellites is now on the verge of being the main moneymaker for one of the most talked about companies in the world. And while SpaceX keeps a tight lid on their financials, they're not a public company, they're a private company. We got a kind of a peek behind the curtain here. There's a valuation of $150 billion for SpaceX after the recent tender offer. And these numbers aren't just huge, they're kind of astronomical. And this valuation reflects not only the commercial success of their launches for NASA, the Department of Defense, etc., but also the potential of their satellite-driven internet business. Now, the rocket launches are impressive. They send people to the International Space Station. They send other company satellites to orbit. But it's the internet service that's got people talking recently. Starlink isn't just kind of a side project anymore. And this is the future of SpaceX. And with Elon Musk at the helm, there's no cap on this launch business and also the Starlink business. It's serious now. Now, let's talk about Starlink itself. It's not average. We're talking about high-speed connections beaming down from an overgrowing constellation satellite system. And customers pay a monthly fee and a one-time charge for the hardware, so making revenue there. But what's catching eyes is the possibility of a Starlink IPO. Musk has toyed with the idea of taking Starlink public once its financial situation stabilizes. And the goal? Well, it's to ensure that this isn't just another shooting star, but a permanent fixture in the internet galaxy. With the company hitting a major milestone by breaking even with its cash flow, the idea of an IPO gets even more tantalizing. Remember, space really isn't good for finances. Some people say, if you want to make $1 million in the space business, you have to invest $10 million. Things like that. That's usually what goes around in the space circles as far as finance goes. And Musk himself said every satellite constellation project before Starlink has been a bust. But Starlink, it's a little bit different. With over 5,000 satellites already up there and counting, they're not just connecting the world, but they're rewriting the rule book of satellite internet. Most satellite internet, other than Starlink, is incredibly slow. It's hard to connect to. And Elon Musk solved that problem with Starlink. And as for going public, Musk has hinted that it might not happen until after 2025, but that's okay. They still have to build out their constellation. But with an increasing number of partnerships, like the one with Maersk, an IPO is looking like a when and not an if at this point. We can't talk about SpaceX without dabbling in a little stock market speculation, though. So let's switch gears and discuss the SpaceX side of things. And rumor has it, investors are eyeing an IPO in the next few years. Imagine being able to buy a little piece of SpaceX, even if it's just Starlink. You don't have to buy the launch business, but Starlink too. The launch business, Elon said he wants to keep separate from Starlink. And space enthusiasts and investors are wondering if SpaceX will follow in Tesla's stock market footsteps. This buzz is huge, with investors like Ron Barron betting big on SpaceX, saying it could overshadow Tesla in the stock market. And it's a bold claim considering Tesla's huge market presence right now. But here's the deal. SpaceX has just achieved break-even cash flow with Starlink, according to Musk. This is huge because it means they're balancing the books while connecting the globe. And with Musk announcing on his own social media platform, X, that Starlink is now a majority of all active satellites, you can feel the speculation heating up. So the bottom line is that SpaceX is not just about launching rockets or people to space anymore. It's also about providing internet service that could shape how we connect to the internet.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, with these advancements, the market is abuzz, and of course, everyone wants a piece of SpaceX, and they have for years. Now, let's paint a broader picture of Starlink's impact on a global scale. Recently, satellite internet venture Starlink SpaceX won a significant contract with Mexico's state energy firm to roll out internet access, especially targeting rural areas. We're talking about $101 million. And the fascinating part? Starlink's offer was too good to refuse, undercutting competition with better pricing. This contract isn't just about numbers, it's about bringing the digital divide to everybody. Now imagine living in a remote village, getting high-speed internet from the sky. That's the reality. There's no cables other than the cable that's connecting your satellite dish to your terminal or your computer or your laptop or whatever device it is. And this contract with Mexico's CFE is a huge milestone. It's a multi-year agreement that underscores Starlink's growing influence and hints at a potential to revolutionize global internet access. And with this move, Starlink is not just a huge constellation of satellites anymore, but it's a lifeline to connectivity for many people that didn't have it before. Not just Mexico, though. Deals like this pave the way for Starlink to expand its footprint worldwide, solidifying its status as a major player in global internet provision. It's not just every day that a new player steps in and completely disrupts and changes the game for internet access. Now, looking at the big picture, what does all this mean for SpaceX and Starlink? Now, we're witnessing the birth of a new era where internet access could become as ubiquitous as the air we breathe. It's everywhere. It's not just about the internet. It's about the vision of a world more connected than ever before. And SpaceX's ascent in the commercial space sector is mirrored by Starlink's rise in global connectivity. It's a dual thrust that propels Musk's vision into reality. With every satellite launch, it's closer to a network that blankets the whole Earth, turning science fiction into reality. SpaceX is riding the wave of a new space race, one that's less about reaching the stars and more about bringing the power of the cosmos and the internet to everybody. And with the company breaking even, it's a sign that they're not just launching rockets, they're launching something much bigger in the future. Well, that's it for today, everybody. From billions in revenue to contracts that connect continents, it's clear that SpaceX isn't just playing with rockets. It's reshaping the whole world. And before we sign off, I want to say thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to hit that subscribe or the follow button on your podcast platform. It's totally free, takes just a second, and you get to stay up to speed with our bite-sized episodes, all about 10 minutes or under. And this gets you caught up quickly without eating up your whole day. And before I go, I gotta ask you a real quick favor. Could you please leave a positive review on whatever podcast platform you're on right now? It helps out the show even more than liking or following the show. So if you're already following, or if you enjoy these kind of concepts of SpaceX and Starlink and launches of rockets to the moon and people flying all over the place, and if you're interested in outer space as well and the mystery of the cosmos, please leave a positive review. It helps us out so, so much. And until next time, please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.